We can hope to solve the problems of these children only if we correctly define what is going on with them, and do more than developing new drugs to control them, or try to find the gene that is responsible for their disease. The challenge is to find ways to help them lead productive lives and, in doing so, save hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. That process starts with facing the facts. Bad genes? With such pervasive problems and such dysfunctional parents, we would be tempted to ascribe their problems simply to bad genes. Technology always produces new directions for research, and when it became possible to do genetic testing, psychiatry became committed to finding the genetic causes of mental illness. Finding a genetic link seemed particularly relevant for schizophrenia, a fairly common, affecting about 1% of the population, severe and perplexing form of mental illness, and one that clearly runs in families. And yet, after 30 years and millions upon millions of dollars worth of research, we have failed to find consistent genetic patterns for schizophrenia, or for any other psychiatric illness, for that matter. Some of my colleagues have also worked hard to discover genetic factors that predispose people to develop dramatic stress. That quest continues, but so far, it has failed to yield any solid answers. Recent research has swept away the simple idea that having a particular gene produces a particular result. It turns out that many genes work together to influence a single outcome. Even more important, genes are not fixable. Life events can trigger biochemical messages that turn them on or off by attaching methyl groups, a cluster of carbon and hydrogen atoms, to the outside of the gene, a process called methylation, making it more or less sensitive to messages from the body. While life events can change the behavior of the gene, they don't alter its fundamental structure. Methylation patterns, however, can be passed on to offspring, a phenomenon known as epigenetics. Once again, the body keeps the score at the deepest levels of the organism. One of the most cited experiments in epigenetics was conducted by McGill University researcher Michael Meany, who studies newborn rat pups and their mothers. He discovered that how much a mother rat licks and grooms her pups during the first 12 hours after their birth permanently affects the brain chemicals that respond to stress and modifies the configuration of over 1,000 genes. The rat pups that are intensively licked by their mothers are braver and produce lower levels of stress hormones under stress than rats whose mothers are less attentive. They also recover more quickly, an equanimity that lasts throughout their lives. They develop thicker connections in the hippocampus, a key center for learning and memory, and they perform better in an important rodent skill, finding their way through mazes.